The play Shirley Valentine by Willie Russell is being performed at the Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts through October 24th. Shirley Valentine is a middle-aged Liverpool housewife who finds herself talking to the wall while she prepares her husband's chips and egg, wondering what happened to her life. She compares scenes in her current life with what she used to be like and feels she's stagnated and in a rut. When a friend invites her on a holiday to Greece, she leaves the drudgery of cooking dinner for her husband, packs her bags, and heads for the sun. Shirley begins to see the world and herself in a different light. The play is Shirley Valentine. Corinna May is the actor playing Shirley Valentine. Corinna, am I saying your name correct?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Now, Eric Hill, who is the director, is supposed to be with us, but he hasn't called yet. So if you're Eric Hill and you're listening, you're supposed to be on the radio. But that's okay. I'm fine just talking to you. How is everything, Corinna? It's lovely to have you on the program.
Oh, everything's wonderful. It's doing this play is just such a burst of sunshine. I have to say there's such joy that builds through this play, and because it's a solo show, although it doesn't feel like a solo show all the time, I always get to the curtain call and I think, where is everybody else? Because I bring all these other characters, I evoke them, you know, I have conversations,
right.
I replay conversations with other characters. But it's really me and the audience, and we're sharing this experience, and the poignancy and the delight of being back in the theater together again it's surprising. Well, maybe not surprising, but it's just wonderful to be live with bodies and breathing souls again, and that just adds to the pleasure of it. So I'm having a great time.
My understanding was that this was never a role that you had thought that you would play, or something that you had particularly, you know, longed to play.
I never thought. I always thought this was something. I mean, it's huge. You know, I think men probably dream of playing King Lear, and you know, these days people who are not men think of it too. But I think Shirley Valentine, I suspect this is the role of my lifetime. I think for an actor to take on someone whose journey, I mean, she's a simple housewife, but her journey is really it's the human quest for selfhood, you know, for who am I and what am I doing with my life and what does it mean to be alive? I mean, it really. It's this simple woman asking the big questions that I think we all ask. And one of these days. So when Eric and Kate asked me to do it, I was a little daunted. And then I thought, well, if they think I can do it, then I can do it.
I believe Eric Hill is on the line. Hello, Eric.
Okay.
I'll try again. Hello, Eric.
Hey, hello.
Hey,
how are
you? Excellent. We were just talking about you.
I heard.
Saying your name, Eric. I've
heard everything. I've heard everything since 9 o'clock this morning, Joe. I've been listening. I woke up this morning going, I think I have something to do today, but I'm not sure what it is, and I'm listening to radio. Well, it'll come to me. It'll come to me. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to be on Joe's show. But I got bad information. They sent me the wrong number, Joe. That's why
That's
I was not.
All right. I'm thrilled that you're here. So Corinna
well,
was just
I'm thrilled
telling,
to be here too.
Corinna was just saying, telling us a story about how this was not a role that she had originally imagined playing, but has said that both you and your wife, Kate McGuire, who of course is the CEO of the BTG, said, oh, we think you'd be perfect for this. So give us a sense of that and how this theatrical marriage came to be.
Yeah. Well, we had to make some adjustments because of the coronavirus. You know, we were jumping through hoops, just like you guys over there, Joe. You know, do people come in? Do they not? Are
right.
we masked? Are we not? The whole thing. And we had to make adjustments with hiring and ultimately picking. And it sent me back to the drawing board and said, you know, I don't know where we're going to be in September. Probably inside, but let's make another pick. And what do you think? And I said, well, you know, one of the plays that I really love a lot is Shirley Valentine, and I think we have the actress who can play it. And she said, who's that? I said, Corinna May. And she said, really? I said, yeah, I think she'd be wonderful. And she said, okay, well, let's do it. And I think my insight has proven to be correct. She's not only a wonderful actress, Corinna, she's a brilliant Shirley Valentine. And the play really jumps to life in her hands.
So let me ask you of what you thought about the play initially, of what struck you.
Well, you know, Joe, it's a play about a woman who is stuck in a loveless marriage. It's a monologue. She talks to the wall in Act One, and then to a rock in the beach in Greece in Act Two. And she's stuck in a loveless marriage, and she goes through a lot of the things that define who she is and how she got to be where she is, and discusses how to get out of it, or thinks about how to get out of it. And she eventually, not any spoilers here, but she does. And I think for all of us sitting at home wondering if we're ever going to get out of this situation, it's a play that really kind of resonates. And it's a play about escape and solitude and self-recognition and self-realization and ultimately working one's way towards freedom. So I think it hit all of the right notes. And in production, I'm surprised the play, written in the late 1980s, still really resonates.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of that is due to Corinna's performance. Her language skills are amazing, and she holds the stage for 2 hours, and she's wonderful to listen to.
That's nice to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just blushing over here. I don't know if you can hear it through the phone.
You know,
through the phone, yeah.
It seems as though I would think. I mean, you mentioned about like Lear.
People are now texting me, Joe. I just want you to know, people are now texting me, telling me I'm supposed to be on the radio.
Yeah, it's a powerful motivator. Corinna, I'm fascinated. You were mentioning, you know, for actors of Lear and so forth. But the idea of being on stage for 90 minutes to 2 hours, doing a monologue, it's all you. I mean, that, while yes, I mean, it seems both a blessing and a curse, right? I mean, it is all you, but it also is all you, which means that you do have tremendous control up there and are able to kind of bring that ship in when you want to.
Yeah, that's a really great image, actually. I mean, and the other image that came up for me when I first looked at it was, you know, mountaineering. I mean, part of it is, like, am I going to be able to navigate this huge ocean? And the other is, am I going to be able to climb this thing? And when I first got it and I looked at it and I counted the pages of text and I thought, not only do I have to act this, but I have to learn it. And I started, and I spent a lot of time reading it out loud, to whoever would listen, which, because of the pandemic, was pretty much my guy, and sometimes the cat. And then I went into a kitchen, and I just started doing it in the kitchen, because it takes place in Shirley's kitchen, and walking around my own kitchen and randomly, you know, performing tasks. And then it gradually became, the mountain got a bit smaller, and now it's the pleasure of it, you know, and it's the pleasure of knowing, okay, here's the rough patch that Shirley goes through, and here's where she's in the smooth seas, and here's where the sun finally comes through the clouds, and having the audience on the ride with me. So it feels like we're all doing it together. It doesn't feel like I'm out there doing it by myself.
So talk a little bit of what that's like to have the audience on the ride with you, of what it has been like doing it with audiences prior to doing it in your own kitchen.
Oh, it's funny. Sometimes the audience will laugh at something, and I'll think, gosh, I never knew that was funny. And and I love to be surprised like that. And sometimes they'll tell me, oh, they love this bit. Okay, this is going to be fun. And you know, it's that shared delight, because the thing is, Shirley, she's in Liverpool. She comes from this marvelous tradition of storytelling. She's not just this anomalous human who happens to tell stories. She grew up in this culture of storytelling in a way that I didn't. And, I mean, I read endless stories when I was a kid. That was my whole, you know, pleasure and pursuit. But this storytelling, so it's like, you know, it's like being in a kitchen spinning yarns and having them laugh or gasp or agree, or sometimes they say the word before I do.
Yeah.
It's delightful because, you know, because in live theater, you're sharing the space, you're sharing the oxygen, you're sharing the, but you feel their response immediately. And there's this give and take that happens. I don't think audiences realize quite how significant a part of the experience they are.
So, Eric...
So I get a lot of joy from them.
It seems like it would be a joyful pursuit. I could see that. Eric, it strikes me, and maybe this is as a novice I ask this question, but is it easier? Is it more difficult? Or does it depend... Those are your answer options. To direct a show where you have one actor to deal with?
Harder.
How so?
Because you really do have to get on the inside of the story from the point of view of the actor and remain there with them. If you're going to get a really honest performance out of them. Corinne does all of the things she does instinctively, naturally. And it's not my job to tell her what to do. It's my job to go there with her and be there while she's doing what she's doing and then help her keep all of that on track to the big picture, which sometimes it's hard to keep in mind, but that's my job. You have to sit there with one person for 4 weeks. There's no distractions. There's no other person, no entrance to be decided, no other exits to be worked on. It's her and me. And
hint
that's
to
not
directors,
easy.
Make sure you like the person.
Yeah, no, not just like. Deep respect. Deep respect is required. You have to love and respect the work that person is doing all by themselves. You have to. And if you don't, you're in the wrong room. And I just love sitting there. I love listening to the play itself, and I love listening to her. So that's what's required. I'd like to say that's easy, and my job is just to sit there, but it's not. It's hard. It's a very difficult chore, to be honest.
Well, Shirley Valentine is being performed right now at the Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Theatre in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Or Massachusetts, as we say in the States, through October 24th, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org to find out more information. It's BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. And Corinna and Eric, I thank you so much. It's always a delight to speak to you, and I thank you for being with us. Have a beautiful rest of the production, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, what a pleasure, Joe, as always. And thank you, Eric.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Corinna and Joe. Thanks a lot.
Again, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.